www.tredg.io. That's TREGG.io. Discussion of all risks includes potential loss of principal. Past performance does not guarantee future results. See terms and conditions.
In a crisis, your number one need is food. Because when things go sideways, it's always one of the first things to sell out. But if you wait to stock up, all you'll find at the grocery store are crowds of desperate people and empty shelves. That's why FEMA and the Red Cross say you need at least 72 hours of non-perishable food. Here's the good news. For Patriots, the trusted preparedness company is offering listeners of this station a special buy one, get two free deal on its best-selling 72 hours of non-food kit. This new and improved kit has 20 servings of delicious food for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, all designed to last for 25 years. Sells for $29 and has been rated 4.4 stars, 5,000 from happy customers. So when you act quickly and buy one kit, you will get two more kits absolutely free. That's three kits for the price of one, $58 in free food. Go to freefood123.com. That's freefood123.com. This deal won't last. Go to freefood123.com now.
Chuck McDowell here again. Over the years, I've seen way too many timeshare exit companies pop up, poke money, and disappear. I just saw an ad for an exit company started by a couple of bozos that used to work for me. My advice, don't hire a bozo, Grandpa. When I do your timeshare, call me and I'll send you our free timeshare exit info kit explaining your options for cancellation. Call Wesley for your free kit. 800-294-3311. 800-294-3311.
If you have a 2004 renewal vehicle that's out of warranty or about to be, insurance is urgently notifying U.S. drivers about their low-cost vehicle coverage plan designed to save drivers thousands on rising vehicle repair costs. Those who qualify can get their plan, coverage, and repair shops, roadside service, towing, and rental cars included. All covered repairs get paid directly to the repair shop for you. Call now for your free quote. Call 800-347-1173. That's 800-347-1173.
Doesn't love working with the dog, so really excited to be back at the garden. I was gonna say, there's something hours on the radio. This is a perfect example of why you should set a 3-minute time on timer on your radio.
Obviously, we have some more judging today. You can turn in on the screen, which is taking place. And then I'll, I get a feature also on a search and rescue foundation in California that we're going to air tonight, which is pretty special. So there's just a lot to look forward to. And then, Messenger, look who we showed up. Mr. President, Don Carrington, he's the president of the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. Thank you for dropping by. I know you have a busy day. What are you looking forward to tonight?
I'm really looking forward to an amazing night at Mansour Garden. We've got our final three groups, and then the crowning
event. KBF, WR.
Lots of excitement and energy, and now Tuesday night, we're going to be more so. So I've got goosebumps on me. I can't wait.
I love it. You started showing dogs, and then you worked your way up, and now you're the president. You're a great example of what it's like to be part of this group.
Yeah, it's in my blood. I showed it when I was first, I was 10 years old, and I don't think that little guy would have ever thought that he'd be standing here talking to you as the president of this event that's been such an important part of my life.
I'm so proud of you, Jenny. Thank you so much. Fox Sports, of course. We're at the 149.
Yes.
150 next year is going to be so exciting. Lawrence, back to you.
I hope to bring Nala one day. Maybe we enter her into the competition. I get the skills and all that. Probably you think I can pull this up?
Yeah.
All right, John, thanks for joining this morning. Over to Dylan Davis. See y'all tomorrow. Okay, thanks. Good morning. Here we go. Slash and burn. The shovel is out. And they are digging deep, or at least trying to. President Trump and Elon Musk digging in on Doge, and Democrats are none too happy about that as we say hello. Tuesday live in New York, back out of we go. How are we doing there?
How are you?
Beautiful little jacket there, my lady.
This is a big game with an exclamation point.
Yeah.
I got a little orange at it, man. I'm Dana Farina, and this is America's News. We've got a big job for you. Yesterday, Joe's announced nearly $1 billion in cuts from the Department of Education. The organization has been laser-focused on slashing government waste, and it's making some Democrats extremely angry.
We have turned over our country to Elon Musk. Oh, Elon, come here and take some. Bring out over here. Elon Musk needs to keep his grubby hands, his greedy grubby hands, off of our government.
Okay, now the media is also up in arms, and they've gone to the hill right there. Says that Musk is feeling a tidal wave of resistance, calling his efforts to reduce government a, quote, horror show. And that was just the beginning of that.
And Senator John Kennedy is on deck with reaction, but first let's go to Alexandria Hall in Washington for an update. Hi, Alex. Good morning.
Good morning, Dana and Bill. Good to be with you. When you look at the legal pushback alone, it's not only delaying the president's government downsizing plans, but it's left thousands of federal workers in limbo. Yesterday, a federal judge in Boston heard arguments about whether to allow the administration's buyout program to proceed. The deadline for government workers to accept an offer to resign with pay and benefits through September 30th has been already delayed twice. The judge issued a temporary ruling that puts the program on hold for now.
We hope that this decision today will provide civil service workers with the assurance that the American people have their back.
The lawsuit was brought on by unions representing federal workers, arguing the administration lacks the authority to make such an offer. The government argues it has the right to manage its workforce. So far, approximately 65,000 federal workers have taken the deal. President Trump says his plan should ultimately prevail.
Well, I don't know how you can lose a case like that. We're talking about people, you know, everybody. I got elected on making government better, more efficient, and smaller. And that's what we're doing. And it was a very generous buyout, actually.
Another judge in Rhode Island demanded compliance with this prior order to immediately unfreeze federal funding across the government. Trump officials put the funding on pause last month to look for fraud. The judge did fraud.
Good morning. 0900 hours. Mostly.
I'm finally glad that your radio either finally quit or you realize that you've been transmitting for the last 15 minutes. You need to put a 3-minute timer, number one, on your radio. Number two, don't hang your, set your mic in the cup holder. It's pretty irresponsible. Everybody else has got to listen to your radio and your conversations you were having. KBSWR.